Hey, everybody, it is caucus day. What is a caucus? We explain and the historical significance of this day, Iowa caucus. Listen, get educated, and we'll also be streaming live on all of our channels if you get this podcast on caucus day. So please check it out and become a member. CharlieKirk.com and click on the members tab to listen to all of our episodes advertiser free. Email us as always, freedom@CharlieKirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. It is caucus day in the beautiful state of Iowa. Okay, let's get the facts right. What is a caucus? A caucus is the oldest form of representative government in the sense where it is a bunch of people in a neighborhood meeting all across the state of Iowa at a specific time. And you meet in a church, you meet in a community center, you meet in a designated location. Now, what makes a caucus different than a primary is there's no early voting. There is no mail-in balloting. There is no even machines. In fact, it is so transparent, it almost makes you wonder, can we do other elections this way? A caucus is close to a town meeting. It's as if we're calling a city council meeting, who wants to show up and vote? So at a caucus tonight, all across Iowa, a tradition they do every 4 years, at, I think, well over 1,800, 2,000 locations across the state of Iowa, some very big and some very small, people from across Iowa will brave the negative 10, negative 20, negative 30 degree temperatures, and they'll show up at the local Catholic church or show up at the local community center. They'll wait in line, hopefully not too long. Be safe, everybody. I'm worried about the temperatures. You do not get extra points by showing up at 4 p.m. I know the enthusiasm is out of control. We're going to talk about that. But you do not get extra points for that. Stay safe. Stay in the car if necessary. Make plans. And please, I'm just being honest. I don't want anyone to have to go be hospitalized because of the enthusiasm. And we've said that last week. I'll say it again. It's no joke. Wear the proper clothing. Take it seriously. They have to let you in. Sit in the car for an hour if you need to. Sit in the car for 30 minutes if you have to. Come in. Bring hand and feet warmers, whatever. Take it seriously. Don't be like, oh, I'm tough. I'm going to wear short sleeves. You're not tough if it's negative 30 degree weather. I grew up in Chicago. That is no joke. But we do need you to show up. So at the same time, we need you to show up. Be responsible. Do your duty. Okay. You show up. You go into the meeting and you sit in a room. And whoever's running the caucus, might be a county commissioner, it might be a local Republican chair, says, okay, we have these people that are caucusing for this state. Who would like to give a one-minute speech for Vivek Ramaswamy? Who would like to give a one-minute speech for DeSantis? Who would like to give a one-minute speech for Nikki Haley? Who would like to give a one-minute speech for Trump? And so then a representative, someone from your community, will stand up and we'll say, I believe for Trump for these reasons, dot, 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 dot. Okay, thank you very much. Your 1 minute is up. Sir, would you like to come up? Yes, I'd like to tell you why I'd like to have DeSantis. Dot, 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 dot. Thank you very much. Ma'am, would you like to come up and talk about Nikki Haley? Yes, dot, 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 dot. And then after each one of the candidates has a representative, then they say, let's vote. And literally on little pieces of paper, no ballots, no things printed, no machines, none of that. They'll write their name, Vivek, or Trump, or Nikki, and then they put it in a bucket. They put it in the bucket, and they get collected in front of everybody. I saw this happen. I went to an Iowa caucus to see it for myself. Boy, it's hard to believe. 8 years ago, I was there in the Quad Cities area, and they say, okay, here's how many for Trump, and they just count it right there, and here's how many for Vivek, and how many for Nikki, and then you can literally watch it all be tabulated, and you could see how your caucus site voted. So you're going to see pictures, by the way, flooding in all in real time. It's about a 30 to 40 minute process. And depending on the size of the caucus, some of these caucuses are 10 people. Some of these caucuses, like the ones outside of Des Moines or the ones in the Quad City, are 1,000 people. Now, candidates themselves can decide to show up at a caucus. So DeSantis is probably planning to show up at the largest caucus, or Vivek, or I don't know if Donald Trump is staying in the state of Iowa. He probably is. And they will go to a caucus site, and that tends to move an extra 30 or 40 or 50. Don Jr. will probably go to a very populated caucus site in Ames, Iowa, or in Iowa City. Eric Trump will go to a caucus site. So they'll deploy surrogates. Carrie Lake, Matt Gaetz, they're all assigned caucus sites. So it doesn't just have to be a member of the neighborhood. It can be a surrogate for any one of these campaigns that will show up. And so somebody is going to have the great opportunity to hear from Carrie Lake tonight. She'll just show up at a pretty well-attended caucus site, and she will be one of the people that gives that one-minute speech. DeSantis will have some of his surrogates, and Nikki Haley will have, you know, some board member of Boeing show up for her somewhere. So then they count it, and then they will transmit the information very transparently back to the Iowa GOP. So the Iowa GOP is sitting there, and where their headquarters is, probably in Des Moines, and they're getting all this data, and they'll say, okay, caucus site 27 had this many votes for Trump and this many votes for Haley, and they'll input it. And you're going to get results very, very fast. Now, remember, when the Democrats had their caucus 4 years ago, there were all these problems with the machinery because of Pete Buttigieg. Remember that? Pete Buttigieg, who actually won the state of Iowa. Joe Biden finished a distant fourth or fifth. They thought that the Biden campaign was over after Iowa. In fact, it kind of was, until they decided to select him, not elect him, after New Hampshire because of the South Carolina reset. They saw COVID coming. They needed the boring candidate to try to create a fake simulation of a 2020 election. So you're going to get results tonight. Now, if Donald Trump wins by more than 10 points, it will be one of the most triumphant, historically significant wins in Republican primary history. You know that over $136 million were spent in Iowa? Now, let me take a timeout. That should sicken you. Here we are at Turning Point Action, trying to raise as much money as possible. And, you know, we're right near about 15 to 20 million in total commitments for ballot chasing. Praise God. But $136 million? More than $250 million between the campaigns and independent PACs just for Iowa. Imagine if Donald Trump wins by 30 and we will have vaporized $250 million. Where that money could have been better spent is suing Mark Elias for voter integrity and election integrity in Arizona. Money could have been better spent with a grassroots army in Georgia. The money could have better spent running advertisements. I'm not a big fan of ads, but maybe getting Biden's numbers down, increasing Trump's numbers. The lack of resources in the conservative movement is real. And yet $250 million, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I want to wait for the final results here of Iowa. But if Donald Trump wins by more than 15, it will go down as one of the greatest blunders of an opportunity cost in the history of the Republican Party. That's $250 million you're not going to get back. And so I'm going to save some of my spicier commentary, especially if Ron DeSantis finishes third or if Ron DeSantis loses significantly, we're going to have some very, very spicy feedback. Because resources are limited. The general election is what we're all focused on. We have to win. We have to win. And the election is more than candidate selection. It's about machinery. And our machinery is lacking in sophistication. It is lacking in funding. The RNC is completely out of control. They do not have the resources. They do not have the money. And the allocation of these scarce resources are key. So tonight we're going to learn a lot. Typically, caucuses are very, very tight. Polling shows that Donald Trump is up significantly. I'm a little afraid about that. Iowa is a tough place to poll, but I think based on everything I've been hearing on the ground that Trump's going to have a good night. If Trump wins by more than 10 points, that should be the end of the primary. Understand, the regime media, and I'm going to talk about Nimarata. It's very important. There's two elements to the Nimarata thing, which is they're going to try to create New Hampshire to be the real start of the primary. They're going to say, oh my goodness, no, the Iowa, this is what they're going to say. I guarantee it. Iowa picks corn and New Hampshire picks presidents. They're going to try to reframe the entire thing. And let's go to New Hampshire because Nikki is going to do better in New Hampshire than Iowa. And then they're going to try to go to South Carolina, the state that she was the former governor. The sooner we can end this primary, the sooner we can deploy these scarce resources towards a general election. I have an extra pep in my step today, though, because today is the beginning. It's a day I have been hoping and wishing and praying for, because I have had a bad taste in my mouth. I have had a pit in my stomach for well over 3 years. It has been 3 years since January 6th, since Biden getting sworn in. And today, finally, the long-expected day where we can finally get back into the arena to take back this country. Feels good, doesn't it? Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. With each year that passes, the term health goals takes on more and more importance for me. In my younger days, feeling great and feeling healthy was something I took for granted. Now it's become an active goal in my life. This means I do specific things to help me get there. And one of those things I do every day is take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie supplements. Why did I choose Balance of Nature? So many reasons, but probably one of the most important to me is that they're always made from whole food ingredients. Have you started getting more serious about your health goals like I have? I strongly urge you to check out Balance of Nature. Whether you order online or you call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code CHARLIE, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. That is balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. It feels good. I want you to think about these last 3 years. The open borders, the inflation, the deterioration of our currency, the funding of these proxy wars abroad. And we've just been waiting and waiting and waiting. They've indicted Donald Trump. He's facing 700 years in federal prison. And let me just riff on that for a second. When Donald Trump wins tonight, and again, you have to show up. If you don't show up, and if you know a remote cousin in Iowa, call him up, say, show up to the caucus. We need massive MAGA turnout, everybody. Massive MAGA turnout. But I'm going to be able for a second tonight to say, I'm happy for Trump the person. I'm happy for Trump the man. The movement is huge, and we're going to talk about the movement. The movement is ascendant. Yuval Harari, this is not so quiet whisper campaign, by the way, that's bubbling up, where people are afraid that the reckoning against what they've done to us is inevitable. We'll get to that. But Trump the person, they're about to take his business empire away from him. He's facing 700 years in federal prison. He has been sued from every possible direction. His closest confidants have been lying about him and leaking on him. The whole January 6th, twice impeached. He's had a tough 3 years. He has had a tough 3 years. And while this is not the big one, the plan from many Republicans who are now endorsing him, and by the way, I just kind of roll my eyes. I'm glad to see it at the same time I roll my eyes when all of these senators that are now endorsing Trump, that is just, they are so as the wind goes. They're endorsing Trump because they see what's happening. They want to get into it. They want to make sure they have access. Fine. I'm glad that they're finally bending the knee, but it somewhat bothers me. Most of them are weasels. But for Trump, the man, this is a win for all of us because they've tried to go after you. They've tried to go after our movement. But I'm going to watch tonight. God willing, he wins. And if we show up in huge numbers and we all do our part and we don't take it for granted and we don't say, oh, you know, he's up by 20 points, none of that nonsense. If he wins, which it looks like he will, that will be a mass repudiation of everything that they have thrown at him. Again, it's not the big one. It's not Super Tuesday. It's not the nomination. But over $250 million were spent. Vast majority not there. I bet maybe Trump spent $50 or $60 million. Maybe total in Iowa. Maybe. The plan was to take him out. The plan was to run these ads against him. The plan was to bring his numbers down. And I personally look to what's going to happen tonight as a life lesson. You know, I hear all the time from people, and I don't resonate with this argument, but I can see where it comes from, where parents say, I want a president that my kids can look up to. And I say, okay, well, why don't you like Trump? And they say, oh, because of his language, he insults people. That's not always my speed. I get that. I understand. However, is there anything virtuous about Donald Trump that you could get your kid to look up to? And honestly, the lesson tonight will be, even when the whole world is against you, you never surrender, you don't give up, you keep on hustling, you keep on scrapping, and you could still end up being successful. Show me another political figure tonight. Show me another political figure that has been through what he's been through, hasn't given up, and can get back to a place of achievement and success. Not straw polls, not big events, not even turning point events. Okay, he won the straw poll, whatever. No, tonight's real. Tonight is actual votes. Tonight is the first time in 3 years, the first time post January 6th. Tonight is the first time post January 20th when that traitor became president of the United States that we have a real election, a real opportunity, a real voice. Tonight's the first time. And it wasn't supposed to happen. The ball game, the plan was to get this Iowa caucus into a post-Trump period. The uniparty and the regime, they wanted to do everything they possibly could to preempt him. They raided his home. They indicted him. They sued him. They threatened him. The ball game was to get Trump not to run. And he said, no, I'm not doing that. And he's obviously paying the price. But tonight is a glimmer. It's an opportunity where I don't want to speak for him, but even though it might not be one of the biggest wins of Donald Trump's political career, the biggest obviously being 2016 and all the surprise and the shock and the awe, this should probably be one of the ones that he delights in the most. And he honestly has earned it. He has worked his tail off this calendar year. Well, this last calendar year, 2023. He did not have a sense of entitlement about this. They had tons of money spent against him. The lawfare trying to take him out and taking his business empire. And it should be a first step towards what the bad guys really fear. And I'm going to play some pieces of tape that will get you really, really fired up. The fortitude that this man has. For me personally, I'm going to be happy for him. I'm going to be happy for all of us because we all have needed a win, haven't we? But mostly, I'm going to be happy for the man that they've tried to take out. Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gain this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, a probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com. Okay, I want to play this tape here. It's amazing. I saw this over the weekend, and you're starting to... This could be a shtick, but I don't think it is. It's happening in too many different places, too many different data points. I don't think this is a shtick. Now, what do I mean by that? Meaning that they all came together and said, let's pretend that we're really afraid of Trump to try to increase his base support, to try to get our base fired up to raise more money. But it's too many different voices. It's domestic. It's foreign. It's on cable TV. It's on podcasting. It feels as if two things. I think there's a spiritual element to this, and that there's an invisible element, and then there's the obvious. The first of which is they're seeing what's happening. They know they've overreached, and they see a Western trajectory. They see it in the Netherlands. They see it in Germany. They see it in Scandinavian countries. They see it across the Western world. They see it in Argentina, which is a people-driven response to the overreaches and the excesses of globalism. Right? Cheap money printing, open borders. And they're starting to look at a pattern. And the pattern that they are recognizing is that the person who wants to control immigration, get the currency sound, that wants to rebuild the homeland is winning regardless of how much the media tries to smear them. That is what they're seeing. And one of the most evil people on the planet is this guy, Yuval Harari. He's as bad as it gets. This guy is the bottom of the barrel. And he is telling you very clearly that he thinks it's likely that Trump is going to win. There's, now, again, he could just be saying this. I factor in that this is a possibility. I don't think so. We have Pelosi. We have Obama. We're hearing this in too many different places for this to be an op. It could be psychological warfare. I actually think they believe it, but they also know if they say it, they also get the extra benefit of getting their base really excited and more money and more importance. And also, as a third part, before I get to the invisible, they never want to lay their guard down like they did in 2016. I think that they've made a blood oath that we're going to overestimate every single possible political opponent because when we did it in 2016, we were unsuccessful. But I think there's an invisible part of this. I think that we're all built with souls, despite what Yuval Harari believes. He doesn't believe that. And that whether they recognize it or not, they know that they have done great evil. And since they've done great evil and they've tried to suppress their consciousness and their conscience because of that evil, that it might just blurt out every so often. They're afraid that justice might come back to them. Play cut eight.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again shortly?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
He is actually, this sinister, awful person is articulating the paradigm rather well. Globalism versus nationalism. Now, he's trying to add some nuance to it, which is, oh, no, you could be part of the World Economic Forum and be a card-carrying lover of your country. That's nonsense, okay? We see through it. The only reason you're saying that, Yuval, is because you know there's a political liability to the forced assimilation of different nations and the obliteration of language, of borders, of history, and culture. He's so smug. Again, this is the guy who is the chief advisor to Klaus Schwab. He is the chief pusher of transhumanism. He's the one that says we need to make new biblical stories with artificial intelligence. I'm just operating off the top of my head. Remember, the World Economic Forum is meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland. It's going to be, again, most of the stuff in Davos is super boring, right? It's how can I get my board to be more lesbian or something, right? And then they all go with hookers and they get super drunk and do drugs and they fly back on their private jets. But every so often, something slips out of these meetings. Every so often you hear something, a hot mic, that is super interesting. So you got to keep your eyes on this. What's happening tonight in Iowa, what hopefully will happen tonight in Iowa, God willing, because I just got an email from one of our listeners. Charlie, the weather is terrible. The roads have not been plowed. They're impassable. I can't get to my caucus site. Okay. So I hope that gets sorted out. And I don't want to overestimate it, but that should also just be a shot in the arm. If you live in Iowa, you have to show up. You have to show up. Tonight is the long-expected start of the constitutional reset. And do I have to remind you, when Donald Trump was displaced from the Oval Office, we were still living under mass lockdowns, school closures, vaccine mandates, masks, and COVIDian tyranny. We were not out of the woods yet in January, February, March of 2021. That was right near the beginning, a year later, of the breakout of the Ukraine deal. It's time to restore the rule of law. And tonight is a beginning of that. And you start to hear the bad guys. This is one of the reasons why I think they had to indict Trump, is that he has this superpower to command attention, to bring out low propensity voters, to give people hope, to inspire them towards a better tomorrow. He was not supposed to be in. He is glitching their formula. The formula is supposed to be super competitive primary. If not, Trump not running at all. $250 million spent against Trump. There's no way he's going to win by double digits. And if he could defeat that kind of ad onslaught, and it's not like the competition was lackluster. It's not like Trump was just running up against Asa Hutchinson types or Chris Christie. It's the best governor in America. A year ago, if you would have predicted that Ron DeSantis would be a recipient of basically a punchline on the right, and his hundreds of millions of dollars would have resulted in a flat line. Now, we'll see. We'll see how he does. His super PAC says, oh, my goodness, you know, we've spent, you know, all this money and we knocked on 3 million doors. We'll find out if that actually bears any fruit. We'll see if there's a harvest to that. We'll see. I have my great doubts. And tonight is when it is real. You see, for the last 3 years, oh, we look at these public approval polls, who's going to run, who's not going to run. It's the beginning. And we got to be all locked in. It's a hands-on-deck moment. 10 out of 10. Complete and total focus. There, the importance, the significance is dramatic. I want to play some pieces of tape here, please. Let's go to cut 9.
Put this Trump lead in some perspective here. First of all, the 48% that he's registering here, that is the highest share for a Republican candidate in a final Des Moines Register poll ever. That surpasses the record of 43% from George W. Bush on the eve of the 2000 caucuses. Bush won those caucuses. Also, the margin, Trump 48, Haley 20, that's a 28-point margin. That is also the biggest margin in a final Register poll, also breaking a record of George W. Bush of 23 points when he won the caucuses in 2000. So that Trump lead, we haven't seen that before, but we've been seeing a lot in the polling this year.
It's dominant. But now all of a sudden you started to see a little bit of a sneak. And this is my concern. And I have to be honest, we've done a good job on this program articulating this concern. That if Donald Trump wins by 20, they're going to say, oh my goodness, it's lower than expectations. So the polling standard has been set so ridiculously unreasonable high. I just wish the expectations would have been narrowed a little bit. But it is what it is. CNN, though, is starting to tease. What about a surprise for the Iowa caucus here? Play cut 11.
It's cold. It's not just cold, though. We talked about this last week. This is painful. This is dangerous in rural counties where, you know, they don't get plowed as quickly. You know, you go in the ditch, your car's not coming out. Your battery might be dead. This is really different. So I think we'll see something a little bit lower than we saw before, which might produce a surprise, which is kind of what Iowa's famous for anyway. So we'll see if that works.
I know. I keep saying that there's not so much suspense with Trump, but I have to say it does feel like, well, who knows? Maybe we are in for something of a surprise.
It would be a big surprise. But the question is, what does a surprise look like? So Trump is ascendant. Trump is going to be the nominee, whether it happens tonight. And again, if Trump wins by 20 plus points, we need to be very clear. For all the other candidates, God bless you all. Ron DeSantis, great governor. Vivek, you're terrific. And I do want to talk about the Vivek thing because I'm getting lots of emails on it. You got 24 hours to bend the knee. I'm just going to be honest. If Trump wins by 10, 15, 20, something so significant, let's just end this ballgame. Let's just focus on Joe Biden. Combine our resources, get this whole silly thing over with, okay? I'm willing to entertain this thing tonight. Good luck. You know, let's see how you do. I'm willing to look at the data because the DeSantis people are always like, oh, you know, polls don't mean anything. Okay, yeah, what about small dollar donations and rally attendance and all that? But let's see. Well, I'll hear you out. Let's see tonight. Let's see what you got. I'm going to be fair and analytical. But if Donald Trump wins historically significant, then let's just say enough, guys. Bend the knee, get behind, consolidate. Defeat Joe Biden. Now, a concern I have is if I were the bad guys, I would have a multi-track plan because they plan everything out. Remember, these are central planners. They sit in a war room. And I would do everything I possibly could to say, boy, if we can't beat Trump, then why don't we infiltrate Trump? I'm afraid that this vice presidential selection is going to be one of the most important ever. And there's one name in particular that we have to have a unified voice. And I have a very provocative question for you, the audience. So I want you to listen carefully and email me because I'm super curious. If Trump were to choose and select Nikki Haley as his vice president, would that make you more excited? Would that even question your support for Trump? Would you say, I won't vote for Trump if Nikki is the vice president? Because if I was trying to infiltrate the Trump campaign, that would be one attack vector. I want to hear from you, the grassroots. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough, and it's been a life changer for my sleep as well as relaxation. For those of you that have never tried it, it is your chance, so listen up. This month only, get a free bottle of best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all 7 forms of magnesium your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. My listeners, they're offering right now a 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay a nominal shipping fee. Really, that's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. Their challenge is simple. Try Magnesium Breakthrough for 14 days and see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of the 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. So get your free bottle. Just go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. Use coupon code Kirk10. And that's it. Listen, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away to you if they weren't 100% confident in how effective it is. Again, they're on the short list of supplements that I really appreciate. To get your free 14-day supply, start the challenge. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk and use coupon code Kirk10. Do not miss the opportunity. It's a limited time offer this month only. So check it out right now. Buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. In some ways, it feels as if, okay, you could just look at it through a kind of traditional consultant lens, right? You could look at this, oh, Nikki makes so much sense. She would win over the women. She's a former governor. She looks great on paper. All these different things. You know, she came, maybe she'll finish second. She can help you raise all this money. You know, we have a group chat. And Tyler is of the opinion that if Trump were to pick Tyler Boyer, does a great job, Turning Point Action, this is his opinion, that if Nimarata, Nikki, were to be vice president, it would be a 10 to 15% dip for Donald Trump. People would just vote for RFK or they would go in another direction. In fact, this is what's interesting. One of the things that we're educating people on and helping people on at Turning Point Action is how to become an RNC delegate, how to become a delegate to the Republican National Convention this summer. If Nikki Haley were to be selected as the vice president, I don't think she would make it 5 seconds. She would get booed off stage. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing or a good look. It's a fact. If Nikki Haley were to be the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump and show up on stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they would the only way they couldn't do that is they would have to have like Trump come out first and then Nikki and have Trump to like quell the stage, the crowd from booing. But even then they would still boo. I think they would. Because there are breaking points. Remember when people booed Trump over the vaccine? There are breaking points there. So you know what I would just love would put me at ease? You know, because yesterday, this is ties into the Vivek thing, Jason Miller, I really like Jason Miller, he does a great job. He comes out and he says, Vivek is out of consideration for vice president. I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like that. Because Vivek and Trump are quarreling right now. And again, it's politics. What do you guys expect? Eventually, those two points are going to hit. And I love Vivek. Vivek is excellent. He's terrific. I'm a Trump guy, but I think Vivek has done such a moral good for Western civilization and for America for running for office. People see it the other way. The amount of highly intellectual, center-right people that have been red-pilled and moved to the right on core issues thanks to Vivek in my circle is numerous. I'm not saying that the mass quantity of support is big, but the amount of people that otherwise were disenfranchised with Republican politics, they're involved in the tech space or they're crypto people or they're Bitcoin people or whatever. We'll see. Oh, just breaking in a couple minutes ago, Donald Trump has just hit Nikki Haley. So that's a good sign. I just want a declarative Nikki's not under consideration. I think you guys and I want it too, because I'm still, I'm hearing that she has not been dismissed. I want the dismissal, like how Vivek has been dismissed in the VP race. I just want a no way. I want a no way. It's like that sign. It's like that Seinfeld clip when George thinks he has lupus or has cancer or something, and he goes into the doctor and he asks the question, "Is it cancer?" And the doctor kind of looks around. And he says, "I want to get out of here. I just want the doctor to say, get out of here. It's not that. That's what I want. I want the get out of here. That's what I want. I want someone to say, get out of here, Nikki Haley, come on. I don't want, well, you know, she's being, it might happen, it may not happen. Now, I'll be honest, I do not think Trump will end up picking her, especially because Tucker, Matt Gaetz, Don Jr., Steve Bannon, Jack, this program, we've been very clear about what that would mean for the movement. But I just want you to imagine this visual. This is the most persuasive visual I can give. Here you have this beautiful nominating convention for Donald Trump. And you try to bring out who's the keynote speaker the night before the last night. So the second night last night, you bring out the vice presidential nominee and Nikki gets booed into oblivion. If that is even potentially a threat, probably not a good idea to pick that person as vice president. Get out the vote. Get out the vote. There is no excuse to stay home. Do your part. Do your job. Show up. Caucus. Win. Show up. Caucus. Win. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.